be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he exists before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I became baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remained upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testify that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The culture that we live in, it loves to divide us and put us into different categories, different political parties, how we look, sports teams. But our Lord gives us the greatest title that we could receive. In our first reading, it tells us the greatest title you can have is that you are children of God. We spend so much time here in this world focusing on our differences, do we not? And oftentimes, if we sit back and actually listen to each other and speak to one another, we realize that we all actually have a lot in common. So my friends, the world wants to divide us and put us into different categories. But what is God telling us? We are his people. We are one. We are children of God. And because we are children of God, no matter where you come from, what you look like, your life matters. And that is what is important to focus on. So we are all part of God's family. And with that comes great responsibility. Because when we are part of God's family, we are called to love one another and to treat each other with respect and to build one another up. So my friends, remember that. When we start focusing on each other's differences and what divides us, that's not of God. What God wants us to do is to focus on who we are and that we are God's people. So let's pray this morning for the grace to see God in one another today, and that we will have the patience to love one another when it is so very hard to do so.